Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our friend Ted C. Fishman, the author of the new book, Shock of Gray, which is about the aging of the world's population and some of the challenges and the opportunities that we have inside of that idea. Also, his book, China Inc., I still hope you'll find that if you haven't already. It's a very important book, still an important book. There are some prophecies in there, Ted, and I want to thank you for giving us a heads up on some of these things. One of the things that I want to talk about, changing the subject just a little bit, is that literally in the last 24 hours or so, it's been reported, that the largest holder of U.S. government debt instruments is no longer our own Federal Reserve Bank, but it is now the government of China.
That's right. So the U.S. owes the world now, in the form of treasury lending, around $4.5 trillion. And China...
and that includes
about a quarter of that.
That includes U.S. investors. That includes, you know, wherever, maybe you bought some treasuries or whatever. But
no, that's just the foreign.
Oh, holdings. That's just the foreign.
That's just the foreign holdings.
Oh.
You can add another 1.4 trillion on top of that, which is the U.S.
The domestic. I didn't realize that. Okay, but how much of that foreign stuff does China own?
China owns about 1.2 trillion of that. Oh, let's see. No, it's a little less than that.
1.16 or something like that.
Yeah, trillion of that. And you know, it's buying the China and other foreign government investors are buying these wherever they can on the world market. And you know, one of the big threats of this, which has been noted in the press, is that it sucks out the investment from the private sector. Not only does it give us a huge debt burden, but it kind of slows the spigot of money to the private sector. So if the U.S. is getting lots of money cheap and there's a huge appetite for it, great. You know, if we can buy, you know, our debt at the lowest historical rate we've ever been able to acquire it, maybe we should think about how do we invest it in the sector that gets a good return for our country.
Right.
You know, not things that just suck away money into unproductive enterprises.
You know, Ted, this last week when I reported on the poll that we took, I mentioned earlier about how our respondents to our poll said how their attitude would be about adjusting future benefits for them if that would actually help, you know, to deal with the budget crisis we have. I made this comment: the question is not whether difficult financial decisions will be made. That is coming sooner than later. The question is whether Americans can gin up the discipline and leadership to make those hard decisions ourselves before our non-American creditors have to make it for us.
Yes, it's a huge threat that's looming over our heads.
It's a national security issue, isn't it?
It is, and it's talked about in the security think tanks and in the Pentagon in terms of our strength. You know, other countries face huge age-related expenses, too, that can bankrupt them also. So one line of thinking is that the United States is actually in better shape than a lot of European and East Asian countries. Of course, you'd have to exclude China from that.
Right.
China has a very solid financial position. But elsewhere in East Asia, the debt burdens are
also... Of course,
also
China has a lot of internal issues, too, that you know, they could have their own problems, but their own internal problems could cause them to not roll over some of the debt that they have with us.
Absolutely.
And that's the issue, isn't it? When I say, you know, all we got to do is look at what happened to Lehman Brothers. Lehman Brothers kept offering credit, collateral for the funds, the overnight funds that they would take in, until somebody finally said, you know what, I don't think I like your collateral. And that's when we had the collapse in September of 2008. All we got to do is for China to say, you know, U.S., I don't think I like your collateral.
Well, there's enormous pressure on the United States that would rejigger the world currency situation, that would remove our really exalted status as the reserve currency of the world.
Right.
And if we do that, then we just get in line with the really right. hapless debtor nations around the world. And austerity plans are far closer than they've ever been.
And these are the things that are at stake when people talk, when politicians talk about needing to rein in our deficits. This is what's at stake. This isn't some local political issue. This is national security, isn't it?
It's national security. And by the way, as you know, because you pointed it out to me, this is just the federal debt we're talking
yeah.
about. The debt at every level of government is massive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And learn about a new kind of hole in
yeah.
some other realm of government that you hadn't even considered.
We've got to deal with it, folks. Hey, Ted, thanks for being here. TedCFishman.com is his website. He'll be back. I will be, too, after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.